Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was the big winner in the first major test of the 2004 battle for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Senator Kerry finished first in the Iowa presidential caucuses with 38% of the vote, followed by North Carolina Senator John Edwards with 32%. Iowa Democrats turned out on a frigid night to reward Senator Kerry with the first major prize in the 2004 election campaign, first place in the state's presidential caucuses. Voter exit surveys indicated that many Democrats made up their minds in the final days of the Iowa campaign, fueling a surge that carried Senator Kerry to a surprising victory over his rivals. In a victory speech to his Iowa supporters, Senator Kerry set his sights on the man he would like to oppose in the November election, President Bush.
If George Bush wants to make national security the central issue of this campaign, I have three words for him. We know he understands. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on.
The other big winner in the Iowa vote was North Carolina Senator John Edwards. He also benefited from a late surge of support, something he hopes to capitalize on in the primary contest to come.
The people of Iowa tonight confirmed that they believe in a positive, uplifting vision to change America.
Finishing in third place was former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. That was somewhat of a disappointment for the man who had been considered the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination in recent months. Mr. Dean urged on his supporters during a rally, Mr. Dean urged on his supporters during a rally in Des Moines.
We will not give up in South Carolina. We will not give up in Arizona or New Mexico, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan. We will not quit now or ever. We want our country back for ordinary Americans.
The biggest disappointment of the night was Missouri Congressman Richard Gephardt, finishing a distant fourth in the Iowa voting, a far cry from his victory in the caucuses when he first ran for president back in 1988. Mr. Gephardt signaled that his presidential campaign will come to an end.
My campaign to fight for working people may be ending tonight, but our fight will never end. We will reclaim the White House in 2004 because we have to.
The battle for the Democratic presidential nomination now moves to New Hampshire, which hosts the first in the nation presidential primary on January 27th. Howard Dean has been running strong in New Hampshire for months now, but retired Army General Wesley Clark, who skipped the Iowa vote, is running a vigorous campaign in New Hampshire as well. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman also is hoping for a good showing in that state after passing on the Iowa contest. The Iowa victory could help fuel a comeback by Senator Kerry in New Hampshire. He has lagged in the polls there, but is well known because he's from neighboring Massachusetts. Jim Malone, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.